T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's the way it sounded last night, a Game 7 winner. It actually came about midway through the second period. Donskoy finds the back of the net, and what do you know? The Sharks find themselves back in the Western Conference Finals for the fourth time in franchise history. They're trying to get to the Stanley Cup Finals, and only the St. Louis Blues stand in the way. The man who gave the game winner to us last night, let's just say he's one of our favorites here on the Damon Bruce Show, Jonas Donskoy of the San Jose Sharks joining us. Jonas, congratulations. What a great goal last night. You guys are moving on to the Western Conference Finals. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks a lot. That was a huge game yesterday.
It really was. That's your first goal since mid-January. How good did that feel?
That felt unbelievable. You know, it's been a while, but I don't really think about it anymore. You know, it's playoffs, and I'm just happy to be in the lineup and help the team win games. And obviously, that was a good time to score a goal.
It really was. It was well-timed indeed. And geez, Colorado did everything they could to make that about as interesting as they could. They even had a goal disallowed for an offsides. What do you think of that? That was close.
That was close, yeah. I had no idea I was offside, but I have to give some credit to our video coach that saw the offside and made us challenge it. So that was good. But all the credit to Colorado too. That was tough series, tight series, and they are a good hockey team.
You've now been stretched to 7 games twice so far, and historically teams that have to do that start to show some wear after a while. Against a team like St. Louis that likes to play the body as much as it does, do you have to fight through the soreness quicker, or is this just, you know, this is the hand we've been dealt and we're gonna have to play it?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we have had 2 game sevens now this year, but I don't think anyone's getting tired or anything. It's such a great time to play hockey. And we have now two days off before we start the series against St. Louis. So I think it's good to get some rest and get ready to play against them. But like you said, they play physical hockey and they have a good team too. So it's going to be another tight series.
Now, you played them early in the year when they were awful, and you played them late in the year when they were probably one of the 2 or 3 best teams in the league. What are they doing differently other than the change in goaltender that has made them suddenly become formidable?
It's hard to say. I feel like they probably, you know, just got together more, play better as a team, and you know, that's how it goes sometimes. It's a long season, so I think it's all about how you progress and get better every day, and I feel like they figured it out, and they're playing some good hockey, and they have some good individuals that we have to pay attention to, and it's going to be fun.
All the Donskoys were dancing Donskoys everywhere last night after he scored the game winner in Game 7 for the San Jose Sharks. What was it like to see Pavelski not just come out of that Sharks head skating for you guys, but to then get the first goal of the game? That must have been an emotion that you guys rode.
Oh, absolutely. That was unbelievably emotional, and you know, I had no idea he was playing just a couple hours before the game. I saw him in the lineup, and you know, I feel like that gave us a lot of energy, and especially, like you said, he scored the first goal right away at the beginning of the game, so that was unbelievable, and he's an amazing player for us and an amazing captain, and, you know, big guy in the locker room too, not only on the ice.
Are you guys about as healthy as you've been in the last 6 weeks? Because it seems like, other than Kane, who's still a little banged up, it seems like you guys are about as close to 100% as a hockey team can be in early May. Is that a correct read, or or am I imagining things?
Yeah, I mean, we are pretty healthy, but the fact is, I think there's always some small, you know, small injuries that players are going through, and I think that's what it is for every team. And it's, you know, playing playoffs, it's, you're gonna get some hits and block shots and whatever, and it's, that's how it is. But yeah, I think we are pretty healthy in general.
Jonas, how are you feeling after getting back on the ice? The cobwebs all cleared out?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I was a little rusty at the beginning. It's never easy to come back after being out a while, especially in the playoffs when the game is so fast and intense. But yesterday I started to feel pretty good, and legs feels good.
You know, I know you didn't dress for Game 7 against Las Vegas, but no matter where this Sharks season goes, that moment of the five-minute major against Las Vegas feels like a huge playoff moment in Stanley Cup playoff history. Where were you when that was happening? When you're not dressing, where do you watch the games, Jonas?
I was in the locker room, actually. I was doing some workouts and watching the game from TV. And
could you believe that when you saw it?
I could not. That was actually unbelievable. Like, you know, not playing in Game 7, I can tell you, it's a lot harder than actually being in the game. You know, you're so nervous watching the game and you can't do anything. But yeah, that was unbelievable. Like, the feeling in the locker room, just watching those guys score goals one after another and getting a huge win. And I feel like moments like that, this is, you know, we grow as a team, and it's really like puts us together and helps us in the future.
No doubt about it. Now, I know you guys are playing, trying to win the first cup in franchise history, and that's motivation enough alone. But you're out there skating with Joe Thornton, who's one of the all-time greats, who's nearing the end of his playing days. Do you have a little bit of a sense of let's go win one for Joe around this team?
Yeah, for sure. That's what we want to do. And, you know, he's been playing for a long time, and he's such a legend in the whole league, and especially for San Jose Sharks. And that's something we really want to do. And I feel like he's the one who really deserves it. He's a great leader for the team, and he's had some injuries last couple of years, and he's been fighting through them to help the team and help us win the Stanley Cup. So that for sure is a good motivation for everybody.
Well, I tell you what, Jonas, I don't think anybody outside of your family, your fiance, gets more excited when you score a big goal than I do. We're the president of your fan club, man, and it was great to see you have that moment. You've got all these really wonderful postseason moments notching under your belt. Let's keep it up. Good luck against St. Louis. Good luck and continued health to you and all of your teammates. Jonas, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.